The Letter by Richard Paul Evans. Narrated by William DeFree.
These dark days will be worth all they cost us if they teach us that our true destiny is not to be ministered unto, but to minister to ourselves and our fellow men. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, First Inaugural Address, March 4, 1933. Prologue. It was with ardent horror that primitive man first witnessed a solar eclipse, the sun devoured by the predator moon until its light ceased and darkness fell upon the face of the land. The aborigine, too, fell upon the land, crying for the loss of heaven's fire and fear of everlasting night. We, their more enlightened posterity, have also suffered eclipses. Some, as those in the Dark Ages, endure for centuries, while others pass in blessed brevity. I am not certain if it is the crisis or the uncertainty of its duration that causes the human spirit its greatest anguish, stirring men to cry out to the faceless heavens, "How long, Lord? How long?" One such eclipse was the darkness that befell the world that black October of 1929, christened in the annals of history as the Great Depression. Commencing with the stock exchange's collapse in New York City, there was scarcely a corner of the globe that did not feel the tremor of that institution's great fall or the bleak chill of its darkness. The bitterness of the era may only be fully known by those who felt its desperation as banks foreclosed, then folded themselves, leaving millions...